Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From pop culture to politics, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, though not a great situation either in Afghanistan for our country right now, or in the United States of America, where the COVID-19 pandemic, which we had hoped was in the rearview mirror, is raging again. Cases are going up in how many of the 50 states? Every single one of them. All of them. Critical access issues now, particularly in heavily unvaccinated states. Emergency hospitals are opening up in Mississippi and elsewhere. And so what happens next? And what do you do? And how do you sort out some of the hysteria about different aspects of misinformation in some cases, and sometimes solid information that you may be gathering from one source or another? To put all of that in perspective and to answer your questions directly, you can call us, by the way, at 1-800-955-1776. A great honor to welcome back to this show two outstanding physicians. Dr. Ettore Palazzo is the chief medical and quality officer at Evergreen Health in Kirkland, Washington, and Dr. Francis Rito is medical director for infectious disease at Evergreen Health. Gentlemen, it's a great pleasure to be speaking with you again.
Thank you. Good to be with you, Michael.
Okay, first question. We had a question that came in from Andrew in Kirkland, I believe. So he's a local guy. And Andrew wanted to know, and I think there are a lot of people who are wondering this, the whole thing about masks, where there's such bitter controversy. We played earlier in the show some sound of demonstrators who were basically threatening the lives of some doctors and nurses who had testified in behalf of masks at a school board. The question about masks is this. Is a masking during a time of pandemic, is that really effective? Is it really worth it? Or is it just a sort of theater to try to show that we care and to remind us that we're at a time of illness? Does it have a real impact in saving lives and preventing transmission of illness?
Well, Michael, first of all, thank you for having us back on. It's always always good to chat. So masking has become this this touch point, flash point in many discussions, but it's very clear that masking works, and simple masks prevent the transmission of droplets, both from the person wearing the mask, but also prevent those droplets from landing on your oral nasal mucosa. And those large droplets can contain tens, hundreds, or even millions of coronaviruses. So it's a first step in defense against that. To have more effective masks, the N95, you would need to have that level of masking to prevent all aerosol transmissions. Now, do you need to wear a mask all the time? No. When I'm outside working in my yard, if I'm out walking with my wife and we're just by ourselves outdoors, you don't need to wear a mask. If you're inside in a room, you absolutely should wear a mask. And at the hospital, we have been wearing masks pretty much since the beginning. And N95s when we're taking care of patients, and regular masks the rest of the time. But they're absolutely essential defense against this virus.
The other question that I think is very much on the minds of people has to do with what they call breakthrough infections, people who have been vaccinated but then get the virus anyway. And
yes.
Right now there was a series of posts on, and a large part of it having to do with some mistake that was made by a British physician advisor to the government but claims that a majority of new cases are actually from vaccinated people. Meanwhile, the New York Times released the results of their database state by state, which showed that nationwide it was less than 2%, and considerably less than 2% of all new cases that were people who had received both vaccinations. Which side is right here?
Well, I was aware of the British commentator. He inadvertently transposed his data points and said a greater proportion were vaccinated than unvaccinated. He quickly corrected it, but unfortunately, the correction was not included in all the posts people who wanted to make their claim. It's pretty clear that vaccinated individuals can have breakthrough infections. And again, for listeners who were on the show the last time we were on, will remember my analogy to seatbelts. Seatbelts don't prevent car accidents. Vaccines don't prevent infections. What vaccines do is they prevent severe infections, hospitalizations, and deaths. And so when you look at our hospital, where we now are up over 20 patients again, the vast majority are in unvaccinated patients. The vast majority of those on ventilators and critical care are unvaccinated. And around the country, 99.2% of the individuals dying are unvaccinated. So again, getting back to this metaphor, vaccines prevent severe infection, they prevent hospitalizations, and they prevent deaths. Can you get a case if you're vaccinated? Yes, absolutely you can, and we're seeing those. They tend to be milder. People stay out of the hospital. They get better in 5 days, and they don't require medical attention, let alone a ventilator. So there is good reason there to have a vaccine.
I just wanted to make sure I got that number right. Did I hear you right? You said 99.2% of the deaths have been among unvaccinated people?
That's right. There was a study that came out looking from mid-May to the end of June, and of the 18,000 people who died, 99.2% were not vaccinated. And of the 0.8% who died who were vaccinated, the average age was 82. So again, an elderly population who, quite honestly, you know, as we get older, we just don't tolerate those minor variations. You know, if I'm 20 and I fall over, I dust myself off. If I'm 90 and fall over, I have a broken hip. So it's understandable how sometimes you just don't have the reserve. But what we're seeing now are 40-year-olds and 50-year-olds in the intensive care units on ventilators. That's the real tragedy. That this is a preventable infection in terms of severe complications, and yet we're seeing these individuals coming in unvaccinated, many with risk factors that should have warned them or counseled them to get vaccinated, but they're not, and now they're here, critically ill, with a high risk of dying.
And what about the reports that I've heard that children are coming in as never before? The children are actually getting the virus. Is that your impression too?
Yes, Michael, those reports are coming forward now, and indeed it does appear that at least to the point that it's requiring medical attention, and particularly hospitalizations, those numbers are up, certainly in our own region, but elsewhere as well. At this point, knowing that the Delta variant is our primary variant or coronavirus type that we're dealing with now, there are some questions as to what that speaks to with regard to the difference that we're seeing now as far as children being affected compared to earlier in the pandemic. So I think there's additional science that we need to understand to get a better handle on what that is. But the statement is correct. More children are coming to medical attention with symptomatic COVID-19.
And, of course, they don't get vaccinated if they're below 12. We will talk about what that means, where we go from here. We'll also take your questions for Dr. Palazzo and Dr. Rido of Evergreen Health, 1-800-955-1776. He's called capitalism the greatest thing humanity ever accomplished, and he warns that socialism is trickle-up poverty. He's internationally acclaimed Whole Foods CEO and free market champion, John Mackey, the keynote speaker at this year's Washington Policy Center annual dinner in Bellevue with the Hyatt Regency. Yup, in person in Bellevue with the Hyatt Regency on October 1st. Tickets and information, WPCdinner.com. That's WPCdinner.com. Is our country's distinctive power and prosperity the product of some happy accidents or criminal activity, or is it God's hand on America? That's the title, actually, of my most recent book. You can get a hardcover copy, personally signed by me, together with a full audiobook, and it comes to you together with an MP3 player so you can hear it anytime you want. It's all at a reduced price while supplies last. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for God's Hand on America, look for that audiobook and hardcover book bundle. Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. Amfed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at Amfed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694, or visit AmericanFederal.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared. And now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The Michael Medved Show, all across America. This is The Michael Medved Show.
And everybody has an opinion, or seemingly everybody, about the various issues involving masking and vaccinations and outbreaks and the future of the COVID-19 pandemic, which is surging again, according to every measure. So how do you move beyond opinion to get the truth? You talk to people who actually are schooled in this, who deal with it every single day. And that's the truth for Dr. Ettore Palazzo, who's Chief Medical and Quality Officer for Evergreen Health in Kirkland, Washington. and Dr. Francis Rito, who is medical director for infectious disease at that same outstanding hospital. And let me go first to your calls, 1-800-955-1776, to Ryan in Aberdeen, Washington. Hey, Ryan.
Hi, Michael. Thanks for having this topic on, and thank you to the guests. I'm calling because my wife and I are considering becoming vaccinated, and most of the boxes have been checked off for us, but we're trying to get pregnant. And we are one thing that we'd like to know more about is the possibility of children of vaccinated people having any unintended health issues or birth defects or anything like that. And we're wondering if there's some studies or resources we could be pointed towards to show possibly birth defects of vaccinated parents, children versus non-vaccinated, and anything else that you'd like to talk about when it comes to that. We understand the risk of ourselves, but to kind of change the subject to the long-term health of our children, what might happen if this vaccination could have unintended circumstances, which have actually happened in my family due to a drug my grandma took before. Thank you.
A great question, Ryan. Thanks. Gentlemen?
Oh, thank you, Michael. I'll take that. So in speaking to my colleagues and looking at the available information, it's pretty clear that the vaccine is safe and effective in pregnant women. I think what many of us need to remember is that there is this incidence of birth defects that just exists. It's just the way nature is. And what you have to do then is compare the difference between that background rate and any difference that you see associated with vaccine. And we're not seeing any difference. And it's pretty clear that getting COVID infection while you're pregnant is associated with an increased risk of fetal death, of miscarriage, and particularly in the third trimester, of mothers really not doing very well. So a high rate of maternal mortality in the final trimester of pregnancy.
Let's make very clear to people that what you're talking about here, those impacts are if you get the virus. It is not an impact of the vaccine.
Correct. Exactly correct. And the data have now accumulated over the course of the year through large registries of pregnant women, locally here at the University of Washington, nationally at the Centers for Disease Control, large numbers of women who have volunteered and contributed their information to provide a database that would allow you to analyze what the outcomes are. And in looking at those, it's very clear that vaccination is beneficial even to pregnant women. And two things happen, I think, that are important. One is it prevents pregnant women from getting severely ill, ending up in the hospital. But at the same time, you're producing an antibody that is provided to the baby through the placenta, and that baby is born with about 4 to 6 months of protection, just as if they were vaccinated. And in addition, the breast milk of a woman who has been immunized contains another type of antibody that provides further protection to the infant who is being breastfed. So there's a lot of positives, and I would encourage your listeners, anybody considering pregnancy, think about it. Do it before you get pregnant, but it's perfectly safe to do it while you're pregnant as well. And it has a clear beneficial effect.
If I can add to Ryan, our caller, he had asked about what he can look up, what he can read and research. Yesterday, the CDC, the Centers for Disease Control, issued a very detailed report that had all of the studies collated and saying, of course, exactly the same things that we were hearing just now. But you can look it up, but you can access it anywhere. Go to the Centers for Disease Control website and read the report. It's not a 1,000-page report, but it's very detailed and will give you the information that I think you want to be reassured for a happy, healthy, and successful pregnancy. Exactly. Let me ask you about this gentleman, if I may, because this has been disturbing a lot of people. I've even gotten a bunch of emails about it so far. There was just a story about Pfizer shots being reported to be only 42% effective, not the 90%, 95% we've been hearing before, but only 42% effective against the Delta variant. Is this an accurate media report?
There are some data from countries, national studies, that show decreased efficacy with the Delta variant. And I think it really matters how you define efficacy. So in terms of just pure prevention, it's pretty clear that we're seeing breakthrough cases in individuals who have been vaccinated. And by that definition, yes, it's decreased. By the definition of severe infections requiring hospitalizations and or people dying of COVID, these vaccines are still highly protective at that level. But we are seeing breakthroughs. There's no question about it. And the transmission has increased dramatically with the Delta variant. That's the real problem. It's very infectious.
Do you, gentlemen, in the few moments we have left, do you think we will be getting to any stage within the next couple of years where we won't have to worry about COVID-19, where it's behind us? Is that even conceivable?
Michael, I think indeed it is. We need to keep in mind that SARS-CoV-2, the virus that causes COVID-19, is in this family of coronaviruses, which have been in existence for some time. There's some, you know, 14, 16 different types that, you know, we know about that are part of the common cold scenario that that we're dealing with seasonally. And each of those viruses at one point were novel, just like this one was. And so the difference being that this is a new virus that we did not have immunity to. And so over time, I do believe this virus will be incorporated into the compendium of coronaviruses that we deal with, that we will ultimately have immunity to, and that ideally will not cause severe morbidity and mortality once effective time has passed with immunity.
And thank you for an upbeat note at the very end, and God bless you for your great work for all of us. Dr. Ettore Palazzo, Chief Medical and Quality Officer, and Dr. Francis Rito, Medical Director for Infectious Disease at Evergreen Health. We'll be right back.
The Michael Medved Show. MichaelMedved.com. It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Additional U.S. forces are being moved to Afghanistan to assist with evacuation efforts and airport security in Kabul. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby saying roughly 3,000 troops are coming from nearby regions.
These forces are being deployed to support the orderly and safe reduction of civilian personnel at the request of the State Department and to help facilitate an accelerated process of working through SIV applicants.
President Biden says the ongoing coronavirus pandemic should not be politicized.
This isn't about politics. It's about keeping our children safe.
Speaking at the White House, Biden saying children wearing face masks in school is about protecting kids, not politics. Gas prices up slightly on Thursday. According to AAA, the national average for a gallon of regular gasoline, just over $3.18. USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Michael Medved show, there's a new heat wave right now hitting the Great Northwest. The temperature, I believe, today was supposed to peak at 94, 95 degrees and maybe 91 tomorrow, or might be vice versa. Whatever it is, it won't be quite as bad as those 108 degree days that we had a couple of weeks ago. But all that, of course, brings attention to the issue of climate change, particularly given the report by the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, the IPCC of the UN, which came out with its 4,500-page report. I've read every word of it. Of course I haven't. No, life is too short. But I've read a great deal and of commentary and reaction to the report and what it says about the climate change emergency. And honestly, the most thoughtful people seem to be saying, well, sure, this verifies something that everybody should acknowledge, which is that the climate has changed. Things have gotten a little bit warmer. We have, according to the report, gone up in average temperature of 1.5 degrees. In what period of time? Since 1800. No, really. More than 200 years, an increase of 1.5 degrees. And this is a perspective that I find extraordinarily useful by a professor at New York University, who is the author of Unsettled, What Climate Science Tells Us, What It Doesn't, and Why It Matters. And this was written by one of Barack Obama's top science advisors. This is not from a conservative perspective. The guy's name is Stephen Koonin. I would love to have him on the show. And what he writes is, as is now customary, the report emphasizes climate change in recent decades, but obscures or fails to mention historical precedent that weaken the case for humanity's influence on the climate, that humanity's influence on the climate has been catastrophic. The Summary for Policymakers section of the report says that the rate of global sea level rise has been increasing over the last 50 years. What that report doesn't mention is that it was increasing almost as rapidly 90 years before, decreasing strongly for 40 years. Extreme weather events are invoked as proof of impending disaster. But the floods in Europe and China and record temperatures across regions of the U.S. are weather, not climate. Singular events, not decades-long trends. Both Europe and China have experienced equally devastating floods in past centuries, but these are forgotten or deliberately ignored. The drought and wildfires in the western U.S. are part of a trend going back a few decades. But forest management and expanding human presence in the forests are perhaps more important than climate change in causing these events. The report expresses low confidence in most reported hurricane trends over the next century, and it remains uncertain whether there's any trend beyond natural variability in Atlantic hurricanes. In other words, we have no scientific proof that humans have made hurricanes worse, despite what many commentators say. Refreshingly, the report deems the lightest emission scenarios of the future unlikely, even though there are these are the ones that you mostly are likely to hear about in media reports. The more plausible scenario has an average global temperature in 2100 about 3.2.5 degrees Celsius warmer than in the late 1800s. The globe has already warmed 1 degree since that time, and the parties of the Paris Accord arbitrarily agreed to limit further warming to another degree. But since humanity's well-being has improved spectacularly in the 20th century, it is absurd to suggest that an additional degree of warming over the next century will be catastrophic. In fact, the AR5 report from 2014 says even 1.5 degrees of additional warming by 2100 will have minimal net economic impact. Now, that's reassuring, no? And it's worth having some reassuring reports. The one thing that I think is great is that nobody suggests that climate change is mandating our problems with COVID-19 or the new Delta variant. The report from White House COVID coordinator Jeff Zients, well, he was talking about this in the White House today, and this is clip two, Greg. Let's go to that one.
The Delta variant continues to drive a rise in cases, with cases concentrated in communities with lower vaccination rates. In the past week, Florida has had more COVID cases than all 30 states with the lowest case rates combined. And Florida and Texas alone have accounted for nearly 40% of new hospitalizations across the country. We all know that vaccinations are the very best line of defense against COVID and how we end this pandemic. That's why we've been tireless in our efforts to get more and more Americans vaccinated. For the first time since mid-June, we're averaging about 500,000 people getting newly vaccinated each and every day. And overall, in the last week, 3.3 million Americans rolled up their sleeve to get their first shot.
Okay, that's extremely good news. And it means that the message is getting through. And if you take a look at state by state, the state of Washington, of the percentage of people hospitalized with coronavirus who were unvaccinated, it's more than 99%. It's 99.2% are unvaccinated. The vaccinated who are hospitalized in this state constitute 0.8%. Now, that doesn't mean that people don't get it, but they get a much milder form. That's worth keeping in mind. What about the idea of booster shots? This is Dr. Fauci on that. This is clip 8.
We believe sooner or later you will need a booster for durability of protection. Right now, you know, as we mentioned, we are evaluating this on a day-by-day, week-by-week, month-by-month basis, looking at any of a number of studies, both international and domestic studies. And as we stated many times, right at this moment, apart from the immunocompromised, which was just discussed, we do not believe that others, elderly or non-elderly, who are not immunocompromised, need a vaccine right at this moment. But this is a dynamic process, and the data will be evaluated. The one thing we are doing is we are preparing for the eventuality of doing that. So if the data shows us that, in fact, we do need to do that, we'll be very ready to do it and do it expeditiously.
Yeah, I'll just emphasize what Dr. Fauci ended with, which is if and when there's a decision, we are prepared, we have the supply, and people will be able to get a booster in a fast and efficient way, if and when the science dictates.
That was Jeff Zients, who is the White House COVID coordinator. Look, this is one of those things that is ongoing. And when people are concerned about the COVID pandemic and when it will come to an end, that's a foreseeable future. The point about the global warming panic, the climate change panic, is it is all in the very distant future, and maybe not even as bad as indicated. We will be right back on the MedVed Show.
More of Michael MedVed in a moment.
Even for Americans who've been successful in dodging the coronavirus so far, there's still a problem of pain. There are 100 million Americans who suffer from ongoing pain due to overexertion or exercise or just aging or the effects of everyday living, and Relief Factor can help. It helps exercise-related pain or general muscle aches and pains, and it certainly does for me. There are four key ingredients. Each one approaches the body's natural anti-inflammatory response function from different metabolic pathways. The 3-week quick start can show you how it works. It's just $19.95, 95 cents a day, less than a cup of coffee a day, much less for pain relief. Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain. The whole world to gain. Okay, how crucial are faith and freedom really to America? Ronald Reagan called faith and freedom the twin beacons that brighten the American sky. What did Reagan mean? Well, you can find out at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College, which has just launched a new course on the legacy of Ronald Reagan. This is very important because the course is posted online at the Institute's website, faithandfreedom.com. The course is led by Reagan biographer and expert Dr. Paul Kangor, frequent guest on my show. And the course includes Professor Kangor's one-on-one interviews with the likes of Bill Bennett, Ed Meese, Peter Robinson, Michael Reagan, and more. It's a remarkable offer that you will truly not find anywhere else, and it's free. Yeah, it's actually free. While you're there at faithandfreedom.com, also check out the many articles and lectures on topics from freedom of conscience to critical race theory, from Madison and Lincoln to Churchill and Reagan. You can find all of this and much more on the website at the Institute for Faith and Freedom, Faith and Freedom.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
God help me, I'm addicted to
The Michael Medved Show.
And on The Michael Medved Show, two different emails that just came in that represent, I think, different perspectives on the current controversies regarding masking and vaccines on the COVID-19 virus. This from Jim in Seattle. He says, I have zero problem wearing a mask, and I do it every day at work. Now, taking the vaccine, I'm very much opposed to putting something into my body that could potentially have severe side effects, not to mention long-term effects from said vaccine. Please read my note over the air. I am sure many can relate. Mask? No problem. Vaccine? No thank you. My choice, not for me. The other email that came in is from Bill in Lake Oswego, Oregon. And Bill writes, I'd like to propose that hospitals triage patients who come in for COVID treatment so that vaccinated people are admitted ahead of unvaccinated people. I would also advocate that, like smokers, unvaccinated people should be charged a significantly higher insurance premium or not be covered for COVID hospitalization and treatment for more than a nominal amount. Why should we who are vaccinated be responsible for people who have no valid medical reason for not getting the shot? Just thinking. Let me respond first to Bill in Lake Oswego. First of all, I do think that there will be, probably the way that they will put it forward will be a reduction in insurance premiums for people who are vaccinated. In other words, doing it in a positive way, not a punitive way. Making it clear that obviously you're at lower risk for all kinds of medical expenses with COVID if you get the vaccine. So you get a break on your insurance rather than saying you get a penalty on your insurance if you don't get the vaccine. I think that one of the things, and obviously something's going on that's right, because the number of vaccines, as Jeff Zients just said at the White House moments ago, the number of these vaccines are going up. More and more people are getting vaccinated, and that's a good thing. And you do that by making it clear that it's to your advantage to do that. You're not hurting yourself. You're not being nagged. You're not being forced. And I do believe that we should be able to get to a much higher percentage of the country that is getting these vaccinations. 3 million new vaccinations in just a couple of days is awfully good. And as for Jim, where he says, he vaccine, no thank you, my choice, not for me. First of all, Jim, honestly, please look into it, research it, look at any valid study. There are very, very few side effects that are severe. And this has been studied, and again, it's been studied all over the world. And certainly in terms of long-term impact, there's a long-term impact from the virus, but not from the vaccine. And that's why even if you just read this this new report from the CDC on pregnant women, maybe you can be reassured and encouraged. One thing that is not encouraging is some of the infighting in the Republican Party right now. As I was saying earlier, there are all kinds of reasons to be optimistic about the election cycle of 2022, when we have an excellent chance of winning back the House, winning back the Senate, but not if there's more of this stuff. This was Representative Dan Crenshaw, Republican of Texas. He's a great guy. He's been on the show. He is a outspoken conservative. He's a genuine war hero. He lost his eye fighting in the Middle East. And for our country, he's a Navy SEAL. Great speaker, great writer. And he was doing a fundraising event for his 2022 reelection. And he was heckled during the event by someone who believed that the election of 2020 was stolen, that Trump actually won. Listen to what that heckler sounded like and what Congressman Crenshaw sounded like. Clip six.
I can't tell if he's joking or serious. Problems, but don't kid yourself into believing that's why we lost. It's not.
You're wrong.
I'll tell you openly.
You're wrong.
And I'm not wrong.
Yes, you are. I have plenty of proof. I have proof in Arizona, Pennsylvania, and Georgia.
You did the Maricopa.
Yeah,
and
guess what? It's going to turn out, and it's going to flip.
Okay,
you watch. You're going to see firsthand.
It won't. And you've got to flip all five states to make it.
You know how they're stealing the elections?
All right, I'm not going to It's just something. Look, I'll say it openly. Is this something you got to accept? Is there a lot of voters?
He is right.
Probably is. Enough that Trump won? No, absolutely not.
You'll see.
Absolutely not. Five different states,
yes.
Hundreds of thousands of votes.
Yes.
Kidding yourself.
You're kidding yourself? I think that's true. And it's also, I don't really believe that right now we have a situation where people want to continue arguing about the election of 2020 all through the election of 2022. President Trump will not be reinstalled as president. And certainly, if we go into 2024, any candidate, whether it's Trump or anyone else, who wants to re-argue the election of 2020 and whether Joe Biden is a legitimate president, any candidate like that is not going to win the Republican nomination. Because honestly, I believe that listening to that kind of exchange with a strong conservative congressman like Dan Crenshaw, that's not something that mainstream Republicans want to hear going forward. Nor was this statement by President Trump today. And I'll just read it in its entirety. It's not that long. The heading is Statement by Donald J. Trump, 45th President of the United States of America. Doesn't mention that he's a former president. Says 45th President of the United States of America. He says, I spoke to the wonderful mother and devoted husband of Ashley Babbitt, who was murdered at the hands of someone who never should have pulled the trigger of his gun. We know who he is. If that happened to the other side, there would be riots all over America, and yet there are far more people represented by Ashley who truly loves America than there are on the other side. The radical left haters cannot be allowed to get away with this. There must be justice. Can I mention that President Trump is leaping to the conclusion that a police officer doing his duty, actually standing at the door, and you can watch the tape, I would urge people to do so. He was standing at the door with his gun drawn, trying to prevent a crowd of people who were bashing and breaking the glass and trying to get into the bolted door, into the House chamber, where there were still members of the House who were cowering and worried about what would be done to them by a violent mob. And unfortunately, Ashley Babbitt, who was an Air Force veteran, who was a QAnon believer, by the way, was one of those people who was literally jumping up to go through the broken glass and into the House chamber when she was shot. Now, generally, don't we give police officers the benefit of the doubt as conservatives? I think we should. And the fact that it makes no difference, frankly, what the racial identity is here, but okay, Ashley Babbitt is white, The police officer, I believe, who has not been named publicly, is black. And when he says, President Trump, that he wants this officer to be named, and he's calling him a murderer, and basically trying to... He said also in an interview that he thought that Ashley Babbitt should have been honored with having the flag flown at half-mast. He regrets the fact that he didn't order that before the inauguration, before he left the White House. And former President Trump ratcheted up his rhetoric against the law enforcement officer who shot Ashley Babbitt in a statement, it was yesterday, calling him a murderer and saying, we know who he is. And he and Republicans in Congress, like Representative Paul Gosar of Arizona, have sought to turn Babbitt into a martyr, saying she was unjustly killed and wrongly targeted by law enforcement. GOP lawmakers have cited her death to say that the insurrection wasn't as serious as it appeared and that she did not pose a threat. In a July 11th call-in to Fox News, Trump called Babbitt a wonderful woman, young woman who went to a peaceful protest. Watch the video. People are screaming, they are banging, they are breaking glass, they are trying to crowd into the House chamber. This is not a peaceful protest. Despite the fact that the riot was not peaceful, and without evidence that the person who shot her was, quote, the head of security for a certain high official, a Democrat. He's not. This is not going to be helpful for the Republican Party or for Trump's possible participation in campaigns in 2022 or his presidential race, which he's still talking about, in 2024. Time to move on, one would hope, for the sake of this greatest nation on God's green earth.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. That's 800-633-1378.
In the warehouse, the job has to get done. But if you're working with an outdated forklift that has more downtime than up due to maintenance, it's time to make the switch to Nobilift lithium-ion-powered forklifts. With a Nobilift forklift, you get less downtime, a longer lifespan, fast, efficient opportunity charging, and a 5-year cost of ownership that will save you almost $45,000 over internal combustion models. Nobilift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Find out more at NobiliftNA.com/save.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.